right across Newcastle.
Listen to what we have here today.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The official.
The Novos.
UFM.
UFM.
Jade, I noticed over the weekend that you've started doing more and more photos on your Insta stories where your hair is like wet and matted from being in the surf.
Yes.
This is like your new vibe, often with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, because I love coffee in the mornings. That's just my go-to. So I love a coffee selfie on the weekend. And yeah, I went surfing and
did you do two in one day, Jace?
Yeah, yesterday went to Nobby's, yeah. And then in the afternoon we went to Dixon.
Yeah, right, because obviously at the moment, I think the Surf Fest, isn't it, and Merriweather?
Yeah.
Still ongoing, so good luck getting a park there.
Yeah, I know. We had to get there super early, but no, I had a blast, say. It was so exciting on
nice
the weekend.
Because, you're bodyboarding, aren't you?
Yeah, bodyboarding. So, and like, oh, just epic. I had the best.
Epic, man.
No. I know you mock me, but it was the greatest wave of my life. Like, because it was these two waves that rolled into one.
Yeah.
And then I sort of hesitated, and then I was like, nah, stuff up and going for it. So then I've like come down the face of the wave, and I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna get snapped. And then I managed to like land it, cut across, it barreled over, but then I managed to pop out and over the lip, like through the surf and ride it all the way in. It was awesome.
Jackson, I'm gonna throw something your way here. Just a little slight theory. Does Jade have the slight raspiness in her voice of a long-time surfer?
Yeah, she does.
Well?
She's developed that over the weekend as well, which is nice to hear.
Yeah, it just popped out straight through the lip. It was awesome, man.
It was. Honestly, it was like the greatest moment of my life so far in my
life. Really?
Yeah, well, when it comes to...
Don't worry about you, Benny, and getting married and stuff, but, you know, whatever, one wave on the weekend. Done.
Yeah, it was
she the done
best.
The best ever.
Look, until you get a personal best in the surf...
You won't
life.
You won't understand, man. You won't understand.
But anyway, Producer Jackson, how was your weekend?
It was good. I went to Mardi Gras with my mum.
Oh, how was that? Right.
It was a lot of fun. It was my first Mardi Gras. I'm still sweeping up glitter throughout my house. Actually, I woke up on Sunday morning and my cat was covered in glitter.
So,
but it was a lot of fun. Busy weekend.
That's cool. Mm. Nice one. So you took her to the parade.
I did. I took her to the parade and then we went out to a bar after.
Did you have like
fun.
A good, some sort of, you know, someone's veranda or something or, you know?
No, we got into the pits. So we were actually just like on the street in the hustle of it, which was cool.
That's
pushing
where,
our way to the
that's
front.
Where like all the sort of, there's an energy about it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a little bit gritty.
It is.
It's a little bit grimy
gritty.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a shoulder to shoulder, body's touching. Oh, see, I'm a little, I don't like
hot
that.
And sweaty.
I don't want anyone touching.
Did you see Maddie on the float?
I did. I seen him marching along. I had a bit of a proud brother moment. I was like, that's my man. Yeah, it was cool.
I hit him up to steal me a hat and he said no. Because the hats they were wearing were really cool.
Very cool outfits, yeah.
Yeah, they were awesome. I was like, get me a hat. Get me. He's like, no.
Get your own. I watched a bit of it on SBS. It was pretty cool, like the coverage. What I did also notice, though, tough job, like, being the commentator of a parade.
Mm.
Because there's just a lot of time where... not much is happening.
There's a lot of padding, I reckon, involved.
So much padding.
True.
Like, you can only say, like, oh, how good are the outfits this year so many times.
Who was commentating it?
Joel Creasy.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
good.
So, yeah, he was great. And there was another girl who I didn't recognise or didn't know. And then there was one bit where they got Dua Lipa in.
Oh, wow.
And Joel Creasy had a small melt, like, almost meltdown.
Meltdown?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so cute. Yes. Yeah, it was very cool. Anyway, good stuff.
Well, what's in my box this morning, fellows?
That's right.
13:10:09, if you want to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, I'll give my box a shake. Ooh, and Crevo, what's the clue?
The first clue is you'll flick this with your fingers while using it.
Okay. 13:10:09, if you think what could be in my box and you win that amazing prize.
Do it after this. The Goo Goo Dolls slide 6:08 on UFM. Waking up with the Novos.
What's in Jade's box?
Your chance to win a double pass to Reading Cinema's Charlestown movie of your choice. All you have to do is figure out what's in Jade's box.
And I'll give it a shake. Ooh. something really big and heavy in there this morning.
Yeah, it is, Jade. First clue, of course, was that you flick this through your fingers while using it, or flick this with your fingers.
Okay, well, let's go to Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Jade. And neighbours, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Matty's still away for his Mardi Gras weekend. Jackson running the desk over there. He's doing a pretty good job, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's doing a great job.
Thanks, mate.
So, Greg, I've heard that you've knocked off work and you're on your way home. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
I might have a bit of a sleep and then I'm going to go for a swim, I think.
Yeah, how good's the water been? It's so warm at the moment.
Yeah, it's beautiful at the moment, yeah.
All right, Greg, well, I'm going to give you one more clue and then we'll get into this. You also cup this often with your hands when you use it.
Yeah, I think it's a marble.
A marble is incorrect. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Unlucky.
Thanks for hanging with us. Enjoy your swim later.
Morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Hey, man. How was your weekend?
It was busy. Worked all weekend.
Oh, no. Did you get out and have any, like, partying at all?
No.
Just stayed in and chilled all, you know, going out for drinks with mates or, I don't know, some people have a party when they just eat food at lunch at a cafe. That's my sort of party.
At a cafe.
It's work.
Well, at least you're getting the money.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, Bowen, let's hope we can get you a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. Well, Kruber, I'll give you one more clue.
One more clue. All right, so each individual one of these is very thin and a bit slippery.
Thin and slippery. I don't know about slippery, but is it a matchstick?
No, sorry about that. Unfortunately not. It is, in fact, a deck of cards. There we go. Unfortunately, you don't win the prize, but thanks for hanging with us.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Bowen.
There we go. That wraps up another edition of What's in Jade's Box. Back tomorrow. Next, though, guys, instead of a would you rather, it's a bit of a do you think you could next.
Okay. Unlike these situations.
This job has popped up, and it's quite an interesting one because as part of the job, you'll have to poop in a bucket on the daily.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this, but I'm intrigued.
All right, I'll get into the details next.
After checking our roads on UFM.
Save Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kesha McLemore, it is 105.3 UFM, 6:24. You're waking up with the Novos. Time to talk Antarctica.
Okay, ice on my neck, 10 feet.
Antarctica today is a hotbed of scientific activity.
That's right, because one of the toughest jobs right now is being advertised there. It's not where you'd think, though. It is, in fact, at the most remote post office in the world, and that is on the base just off an island off Antarctica.
No.
So it's a pretty cool job, and I thought we could do like a little around the team, whether you think you could handle this job, right?
Okay.
Now, first of all, I want you to imagine, because this isn't part of it, that it pays really well, okay? So think like good money in mind.
Okay, good cash.
Good coin. Because the conditions are not so brilliant, right? So some of the things that you'll have to deal with include there's no running water. So you're going to have to go out. You have to go out, collect snow in a bucket, and then heat it up on a little, like, gas stove to get your water.
You wouldn't be showering much there, I'm guessing.
Well, Antarctica, weirdly, is actually super dry, so you don't really have an issue with sweating, which is weird, but that's just part of it because it's so cold there.
That's okay, because you just do a, you know.
Well, you never smell, do you, Jay?
Yeah, pits.
So you claim.
Well, and you just do the pits and privates bath. So you just, you know.
What's the pits and privates bath?
Well, it's normally called a different name, but it's basically just using a hand washer.
Okay, nice.
And you just do your pits and your privates.
And job done. Yeah. What about you, Jackson? Do you think you could handle just pits and privates bath?
Well, I like my two showers a day, but I'm thinking if it's good money, I reckon I could push past it. I could do that.
Yeah.
All right, that part's possible. What about no internet?
Oh, I'm out already.
Really?
Oh, God. I'm checking out.
Surprisingly, I'm okay with zero internet.
Yeah?
Because when I was an air hostess, never used to have, you know, internet while we travelled.
Mm. So how did you How did you handle it?
Perfectly fine.
Really?
And you know what? I know it sounds crazy because I know I'm always on social media a lot, but I only do it because of my job.
Yeah,
if if I didn't do what I did as a living, I probably would barely post.
Yeah, right. Okay, interesting. All right, so that's a possible still.
So
Jade's
far,
still in.
I'm in the running still.
All right, next thing that you have to do and you have to be warned about is that there isn't a proper toilet, so your toilet is just a bucket with a lid.
Oh, I'm very glad I checked that early.
The smell. You'd have to clean that out,
well, no,
too.
The smell's not going to be too bad because it's so cold. Everything instantly freezes, if you know what I'm saying. So when you're snapping off a log, you really are snapping off a log.
Yeah, okay, I'm down. I can
You're
do that.
You're still in?
Yeah, I'm still in.
No internet, because no
like,
running water.
I like camping.
Pooping in a toilet.
Yeah, that's easy. Easy.
Who are you?
Yeah, I know.
I'm not who I thought you were, am I? Not anymore.
It's pretty interesting, the job. Obviously, you got to work doing a lot of post and stuff.
I love, you know why? Because this is a dream for me. I actually have always wanted to be a postman. And,
really?
Yeah, and work for Australia Post. I looked up once when I saw a job was going for a postie. It was actually
in... Is it the little motorbike and uniform that you like?
Yeah, I just like the idea of delivering people's mail. And but then they don't get paid much at all.
You're a fascinating individual.
Yeah, this...
I just like the idea of delivering people's mail.
Yeah, this is before I got the job here in UFM, probably about, well, I think I've been here almost 3 years this December.
Yeah.
And when I was sort of out of work and I was moving back, I thought, I saw the job and I was like, oh, I could do that. And I went to apply, but then I got this job.
I always see them rolling around with their little canopies on their bicycles and I think I can think of nothing worse.
I love it. You're outdoors, you know, you're just
you're
going around.
You're patting dogs.
Yeah, putting mail in people's letterboxes. Something about it just appeals to me. It's because I think, personally, it stems from me watching a lot of Postman Pat, well, not the cartoon.
Okay.
Made it look so good.
I didn't think we'd wrap up there, but let's do it. Jade the Postie, just envision that for a moment. I love it.
Well, guys, one thing I don't think I could handle as a postman would be if I had to stop a robber. Because you'd think, you know, as a postie going along neighbourhoods and stuff, you might actually see someone robbing a house one day.
Yeah, I guess so.
It'd be frightening. And one man, he is actually a delivery driver, and he has stopped a robber in his tracks. I'll tell you all about it in a sec, but if you've stopped a robbery, 131009, because...
Yeah, I'd love to hear stories.
Yeah, after this, because this story's fascinating.
Yeah, get on the phones. Your news with Hamish next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo. 3, 2, 1...
Guys, I was on Play Store over the weekend and I saw this really cool app. It said, make your dogs talk. I thought, that looks amazing.
How much is that?
Oh, well, that's the thing. So I downloaded the app and then obviously you can use pictures of your own dog and this app lets you like create and animate your pet and you can obviously dub it so it looks like it's talking. I thought, that looks amazing. And then I went to hit start, and then it says, oh, free 3-day trial, and then
$109.99.
Jeez. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Put your credit card in anyway and give it a go.
Not a chance. I was like, nah, that's dangerous, because I know I'd probably end up just paying for it.
Because you wouldn't be able to resist your little Ruby Schmooby talking to
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Who's paying over $100 to see that, though? Do
well,
you know what I mean?
Like, you know what? You tap into the right type of vulnerable dog owner.
Yeah. Or kids. Kids with their parents' phones.
There you go. Now you're talking.
If I was rich, a millionaire, I'd be buying that app.
I'd be out on a jet ski. I wouldn't be doing that.
I'd just buy an actual talking dog for that money. Yeah.
Well, guys, on 131009, have you stopped a robber? Or maybe someone you know might have stopped a robber?
I saw it all go down, that sort of gear.
Yeah, 131009, give us a call, because an incredible story of this delivery driver who actually witnessed and then stopped a robber from getting away.
Amazing story.
Over the weekend.
Amazing.
He's a bundle of joy, this guy. I'll tell you more about him in
a second. All right, we'll do it after Nickelback. 6:37 on UFM, waking up with the Novos. Nickelback. on New FM, waking up with the Novos this morning, talking Have You Stopped the Robber? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you
gonna do when they come for you? That's right, 13 10 09, if you've stopped a robber or if you've seen a robbery going down and someone intervened, became a local hero. This is all because of one guy, a delivery driver. He stopped a robber and this is what went down.
To be honest, it was just like a normal day. Then I jumped out the truck and then she was like, there's two guys next door in the pharmacy robbing it. And I was like, right now? And then she's like, yeah, right now. And so I was like, oh, I'll wait there then and I'll go over and check it out. So I just walked over, stood in front of the door, and then I looked down and I seen him and I was like, mate, what are you up to? And then they just looked at me, turned around, looked at me, and then they started walking towards me. I sort of took a step back, and then that's when the first fella just ran straight past me. The second fella just looked at me. I was like, you're not going anywhere. No.
What a hero.
What a loose unit.
Sounds like a very confident man.
I know.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, robbery. I'll go stop that.
And just to paint a picture too, this guy is, well, he's a Kiwi, but he's huge, you know what I mean? Like, your typical...
He's on the built side.
Yeah, the built side, you know, your typical, you know, solid Kiwi. And then this is what happened once he had him pinned.
That's when I grabbed the guy and I tackled him on the ground and just held him there. He was struggling at first and I just said to him, I was like, mate, you're wasting your breath. After a little while, he sort of just gave up, and then I was like, I have a son, he's 15 years old, so my fatherly instinct kicked in and I just started giving him life advice, I guess.
What a loose unit.
Aww.
It's a robbery, bro.
It's a robbery, bro, but I just love how he just starts, you know, trying to give him some life advice. Like, what are you doing, mate?
Like, change
your
life.
You don't want to be doing this.
That's right.
I know we think it's sweet, we laugh, but it could be a very risky move.
Absolutely.
Taking out a robber.
You shouldn't do it.
I would not be doing that.
You wouldn't at all?
Oh, God, no.
You wouldn't intervene?
No. Not my business, not today.
Something was going down and someone with, like, a woman with a handbag was screaming, you wouldn't.
I'd help her after. I mean, what can you really do?
Especially, well, it sounds like a business being robbed. Like, you know, just let them have the cash. They're going to get caught anyway.
Yeah.
CCTV's everywhere. Anyway, 13 10 09, have you stopped a robbery? New FM, who's this? New FM, hello?
Hello, you're with New FM, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, mate, sorry, what's your name?
John.
Hey, John, welcome to the show. So have you stopped a robber?
Yeah, I caught him in my house.
No way! So what went down?
Laying on the lounge with my young fella, and he, I just seen a bit of a movement in the corner of my eye, and I jumped up and seen his fella stand there. I jumped up off the lounge and chased him up the road.
Jeez. Was he going for your telly, or what was he doing?
Oh, I'd say he was just sneaking around, trying to get what he could find, anything valuable.
Was he dressed in, like, a balaclava or anything like that, or is he just a bloke?
No, he was actually in his work clothes.
Oh, really? Wow. Is that, and was it, like, a recognisable, like, a company? Obviously, don't name the company, but could you go, oh, I know where that guy works, and then go dob on him sort of thing?
Oh, I ended up finding out a bit of information about him afterwards, yeah.
Oh, wow, so he ended up getting caught? Like,
Yeah, so I chased him up the road into a work site, and then the... got the police there and a sniffer dog, and they sniffed him out. And,
a sniffer dog? That's awesome.
Yeah, got hold of him and off the court he went and off to jail.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's kind of an amazing story.
And, like, did you leave your door open, or did he manage to pick the lock?
So he re-stacked my car at the front, and then he's got in through the shed, and then decided to come into the house and start going through stuff.
Jeez, and you're like, no, sir.
You know what? That's an incredible story, and thanks for calling. We've got a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. We'd like to give you.
All right. Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Awesome. You're welcome. Just hold on the line, and we'll get your details. But what a story.
How crazy. I think it's adds a whole nother level, too, when you've got kids in the house.
Oh, yeah. That's why you always lock your doors.
Mm. And there's an adrenaline, level of adrenaline, I think, that would kick in, that you just like, my space has been invaded. My privacy... I've got to stop this, and that's obviously what's happened with this guy. Amazing story. Next, though, we continue our crime chat in a way, because a fake prince has been actually extradited from Australia, taken away from Australia because of some of his crimes.
Fake prince.
Including basically tipping thousands of dollars on a fake credit card to staff members at a bar and ripping off one of our own government agencies as well. This is an amazing story we'll get into in just a minute.
Unpacking it after checking our roads. Sam Felt, Post Malone on UFM, 38 degrees across the region. You're waking up with the Novos.
So you might have seen this story floating around about the fake Tahitian prince. So it's basically a guy from New Zealand, and for the last 13 years, this has been playing out in Australia.
Oh, my God.
Right? So essentially, he's pretended to be a prince from Tahiti, and he actually defrauded the Queensland government through Queensland Health of $16 million over the past, like, decade.
That's
roughly
insane.
It's a huge amount of money. So this guy, basically, the way they described it was a fairly simple fraud, and it was bound to be discovered eventually. He was essentially siphoning money away from them, and he was the way he was using it was quite, like, ostentatious for just someone who worked at Queensland Health. So that was part of the ruse, was to, like, pretend to be a prince so that they'd think he had money from other ways, kind of thing.
Yeah, right, okay.
So some of the things he got up to is quite funny. First of all, on his black Amex card, he had the initials HRH for His Royal Highness. Right, that was the first clue. So that was, like, when he was at a club, and he frequented this club up in Brizzy called Cloudland.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you tell us a bit about Cloudland, Jade. You'd know all about it, wouldn't you?
From my wild days way back.
Yeah.
Well, you just go in there and it feels like you're having the time of your life, like you're dancing on a cloud because you're just, you know, drinking so much.
It's a pretty loose place, I believe. Anyway, he used to drink, like, top shelf champagne. He tipped waiters up to $1,000 at a time.
Oh, that's commitment to the lie, isn't it?
Well, you got 16 mil of ill-gotten gains. Like, spend it, I guess. Anyway.
It's a way to impress a lady to take it back home.
Well, maybe. I don't know. That and then thinking that he's a prince might help as well. So some of his cash-splashing habits, other ones included, he used to, like, buy a lot of luxury goods. So when they searched his residence, the police, they found, and this is, like, quite an odd selection of expensive items. So first of all, a life-sized horse lamp.
A life-sized horse lamp. That's massive. Right. That would be, like, just a good...
Well, it's the size of a horse.
Horse, yeah.
It's an odd purchase.
It's a really...
Where do you even get that from?
Well, that's right. That's somebody who's, like, either, you know, they've run out of things to spend money on, or they've watched a lot of, like, American Pickers and gone, okay, I want some weird stuff, like, on that show. And then something like that comes up at auction and you'll go, I'm a fake prince, I'm going to have that.
That is something a rich person would buy, though.
Totally true.
He's really thought about his purchases.
You go into a Gold Coast flat and you see that and you go, this guy is rich.
Yeah.
Because who else is buying that? Other things that they seized included a Chanel watch, Louis Vuitton surfboard. Who even knew they made them?
Yeah, I didn't.
And a whole bunch of other, like, jewellery and stuff. They actually managed to get back almost $12 million just by seizing all the items he bought.
Jeez.
So he was spending on stuff.
So he lived off, like, maybe $4 million of just general, like, food,
well,
partying.
A lot of it went down the plug at Cloudland by the sounds of it. Anyways, this saga is finally wrapped up because he has been deported back to New Zealand, and he's their problem now.
I actually do know he's living with his mum.
Oh!
Until he goes to jail, which is inevitable for someone who's done all that.
Oh.
Fascinating
is
story,
is it worth
though.
It, you know, going... Oh, how long would he really be going to jail for? Probably...
Like, oh, I'm pushing 10 years. You defraud the government. They get cross at that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you're not recovering from that.
No.
But this is where they get laxy-daisy, you know. 10 years, they go a maximum sentence, you know, and then they go, okay, you've
good behaviour.
Good behaviour. 2 years, you're out. You know?
I think you'll be in more than 2 years.
Yeah,
but anyway.
You'd hope so, but really the $16 million for, you know, maybe 5 year stint.
Jade, are you considering it? Don't do it. Leave the Queensland government alone.
I'm
don't
not
do
doing
it hard
it.
Enough.
No giant know? Horse lamps in prison, mate.
That's so true. Let's wrap it there, shall we? Next, though, we're doing, do you know somebody who's over-competitive? Mm. So if you, someone in your family, your friends, maybe it's you, give us a call. We'll do it after the news.
Shepherd Geronimo, it is 105.3 New FM. 38 degrees at the tops across the region today. You're waking up with the Novos.
And we're talking about ultra-competitive people, because I feel like most families have that one person who just can't keep their cool. Maybe it's at the Monopoly board, as you said before, or Jackson racing to the car.
Yeah,
your partner.
I used to always play the banker and I'd slip myself the money.
Yeah.
That's not competitive. In Monopoly. That's just cheating.
That's
yeah, cheating. But the thing is, it did get competitive when my cousin Luke was trying to work out what was going on. And
where's the actual money gone?
Yeah.
And are you kidding, Jade? How come you never go bankrupt?
Exactly. I remember he spat the dummy something chronic when he was staying with us and he locked himself in the bedroom for a couple of hours afterwards. He wouldn't come out. Mum was trying to coax him out with jelly and custard and he's like, no. I was like, mate, it's a game.
It's one of those things too, when you do it, because I used to crack it over games as well. And whilst I was cracking it, you know how ridiculous it is. But it's the principle.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how ridiculous you look. I get it. I understand it. I grew up in a family full of competitive people.
How many siblings do you have, Jackson?
I've got two sisters and a brother.
Right, yes. Okay.
I'd say my middle sister, not competitive, but my eldest sister and my brother, all very competitive, to the point where we used to race each other to finish our dinners.
Really?
Of the night. Yeah, of course, all the time. Then. Yep.
Did you? Was there like a rule around like, oh, you've still got to... couple of peas left.
We were very petty when it comes to who won, but that's definitely carried on into my adult life.
What's a prize for finishing dinner first?
Bragging rights. Bragging rights.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing so satisfying as bragging rights.
Rights, yeah, well.
Anyway, this is after a guy got very competitive at a regional show. This is where they grow pumpkins, one of the big prizes. Who's got the biggest, the roundest, etc. He couldn't handle it, so he decided to take all of his competitors with a hammer.
What's he went and smashed them?
Smashed them all to pieces. That's petty on another level.
Oh.
How old would this guy be? Just by the looks of
younger,
it.
Younger sort of guy, like under 30, I reckon.
Okay.
Young farmer. Just wants to win.
Just wants to win so badly. Feels like the others perhaps are cheating, using extra fertilizer.
You know what? Sometimes, though, when you enter those shows, I don't know, I'm only entering my first one this year, but... You do see a lot of the oldies involved who've been there for a long time. You probably thought, you know what? They keep rigging it. Keeps on going to old Joe, who's been in the competition for 20, 30, 40 years. He's like, nah, it's my turn.
Jade.
Yeah.
If we find, because we're all entering the show, the Newcastle show.
Yeah, the baking competition.
We're doing the baking section as some, like, little story here on the show. If there's smashed cakes, come the morning of the show, we'll know who did it.
Yeah, and if they're all eaten, it was Maddie.
Jackson up next with what's the goss, what's on the way.
Yeah, someone has taken a tumble on stage and it is a massive star. I've got the audio and I'll tell you who next, as well as Meghan Markle looking for a new job.
Oh, yes.
Apparently meeting...
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Oh, yeah, so it's that time where I'm going to update you guys on what's happening across the weekend Hollywood and home. So I told you before, big stars fallen on stage. It was Oprah Winfrey. Now, we spoke about it last week. Now, I feel like I jinx these celebrities because every time I bring something to the table,
I'm speaking to them
for about a week. All right, so she's on stage. She's in Los Angeles. She's doing this tour, this public speaking type tour where she inspires people.
Empowerment.
It's a cash grab, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's
she's very motivational, though.
Yeah, it's called her Vision World Tour, which I would love to go to if she comes here.
That's the vision of how big her bank is.
Anyway,
getting.
Very ironic because she started talking about balance and this happened.
And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
And you just hear one woman in the car, in the crowd, Oprah. But she fell down hard. She did come back up and she sort of done that thing where you get embarrassed and you just try to roll on. But
yourself off.
Yeah, she tried to continue, but then she had to address it. She said that it was her shoes. She brought new shoes for the Vision World Tour. And,
were they high heels?
They were high heels. And she was wearing one of those sort of power suits, but with the very flared legs. So I feel like something went wrong there.
Top tip, never wear new shoes for an event.
No.
Yeah,
especially something like that, you're going to be standing all day. Blister City.
Yeah, and you know what? That brides, take note. At least wear, break your shoes in before the big day.
Learn from Oprah's misfortune. Moving on to Meghan Markle. Now, apparently she's shopping for a new job, so apparently her agent is on the lookout for her to join the cast of an ensemble, so they want something like a Marvel superhero movie.
Wow.
For her to join, yeah. So they're saying that that's how she's looking to revamp her acting career and get back into it.
You know what? If she's looking for work, she could always do Uber or something. They're always hiring.
No. She's a superstar. I can't wait to see her back on the screens.
Yeah, I'm keen for it. I reckon she'll do well. I reckon it's going to be huge. And do you know what? Any movie franchise will want to jump on and secure her because she'll bring in, like, the viewers, big bucks.
Yeah.
Do you think...
People will just watch it because it's her.
Would she go back to Suits? Because that thing's still rolling about.
No, done and dusted. You don't go backwards. You go forwards in life.
What if they offered heaps of money? I reckon she'd do it. No. Hanging out with Mike Ross again.
No.
You know what? I don't think she's looking for the money. I think she's just looking to assert
something
herself.
Something to do. Busy work.
Just like, you know, I think she wants to get back in the spotlight. I think she just wants to... She's got something to prove now, I feel, after all the queen issues and all the family issues.
And show she's the boss of Hazza. I think she's into that.
I just think she just wants to do what she loves. Like, she worked extremely hard to get Suits and her movie career, and it would have been a very big thing to give up.
That's true, and her Instagram and stuff like that. I struggle with Meghan Markle, though, because I look at all her friends. They're all famous, and they all love her, but anyone who's not famous...
She doesn't give.
Can't stand her. So I don't know where I am with Meghan.
No,
I want to love
that's
her.
That's it. I just think you roll in the industry. That's her industry. So, of course, she's going to be friends with famous people because that's where you work. You end up being friends with who you work with.
I guess. They're in a bit of hot water, though, because they left Archie in Canada after they went back to the UK. So there's a few security issues that are going on. I don't know. Right. I don't know how fussed I am with the royals at the moment.
You're off. They're not royals anymore. So no, who cares, no. I guess.
He's not a wizard, he's just Harry.
I'm still one. But guys, we have $1,000 to give away with ASL, age, sex, location. Easiest game to play and win. If you have an age, a sex and location and you match up, you call us on 131009 and you get the chance to spin our cash balls and win $1,000 if your ball comes out. So this morning, if you are a 43-year-old male from Port Stephens, call us now, 131009, and this is the Port Stephens Council area. So if you live in it, call. Or if you know somebody who is, call them and get them to call us.
Get them to call, yeah, because it's so easy. Like, 1 in 30 chance of winning $1,000 instantly.
Yeah.
How good are those odds?
Going to do it next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
So yesterday, Ben and I went to Dixon Park Beach, right? I mentioned to you guys. We went there for a surf in the afternoon.
Bodyboard.
It was probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I don't know if you know the parking lot there. So if you're looking, I'm pretty sure it's north. Like you can see the Dixon Park Surf Club. Mm. And you know that parking lot just like right next to it there?
Not really, but continue.
Well, for those you know, there's the parking lot there and it's only meant to be one way. So you go around and you do a loop. And so there's cars parked obviously on either side, but then there's a row in the middle that you drive around. So Ben and I did a lap and then we saw someone going out. So we sat there and we put our indicator on.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. Ben's, done the wave to tell cars to start going around them.
Yeah.
So there's probably about a trio of cars, one after another, that are following each other around the car park really slowly because they're trying to...
They're waiting for someone to leave.
Waiting for someone to pop in and go. And then our people are taking forever having a chit-chat. They finally get into their car. And then Ben notices on the other side, the vehicle that he waved to go around was trying to snake our park from the other side. So I jumped out of the car. I wasn't having a bar of it. So I'm not kidding.
You're that
so,
crazy person.
Yeah,
in the car
I was.
Park.
I was like, how dare they try and steal our park?
So what did you say to them?
So no. So I ran out. So the guy hadn't pulled out of the park yet. So I've stood there, and this guy in this, I think it was like a red sort of Ford Laser Falcon type of car. I've said to him, he had his window down, and I moved my hands. I said, "Move along, mate. Move along. This is our park." And then he's just looked at, like, death stared me, and I was like, nah, you know, we've been waiting over there, so get going.
Get going.
I did. I was furious. And then, so anyway, he's, like, shook his head, and he's done the drive, and the guy who's, like, looking at me from the driver's side window going, what's going on?
He's like, I'm not leaving, you know that, right?
You got to be careful doing this stuff, Jake, because there's current, like, a viral trend right now where people film people doing that sort of thing and name them Karen online.
You know what?
I don't care.
You know what? I will carry on, because you know what? The guy ended up moving along. The other guys did too. And then eventually the guy moved out and Ben got his park, and I was there with my arms out, like, barring it. Because I was like, no, how dare they? That guy knew.
You can just say.
We were already waiting there for about 5 minutes for these people.
Did he know, though?
Yes, he did.
Could you have just gone, hey, just letting you know we've been waiting on the other side for this park, instead of, move along, mate?
I did that. I don't care. I was like, get real. Don't be that person where you try and steal someone's park from the other side.
He might have been innocent. He might have thought, oh, they're just waiting for someone to come out to serve.
Nah, I'm not. You know what, Kriro? This is where people fool you in life. You know, you think the best of people.
I do, you know.
Which is a good quality.
Yeah, I know.
But not when it comes to parks. Well, people aren't nice when it comes to taking people's parks.
Don't be. Be brazen. Get in there.
Yeah, just, well, there's nothing
steal
wrong.
Away.
well, if you can, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, next, age, sex, location, your chance at $1,000. All you need to be this morning is a 43-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area at 13:10:09 to join the show. We'll play next.
After Andy Grammer, 7:39, you're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
wow. The Novos. Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? The easiest way to win $1,000, all you need to be, is 43 Malin from Port Stephens this morning with age, sex, location. Of course, it changes on the daily. We play it twice a day. It's time to meet our contestant this morning.
Yep, Greg from Raymond Terrace. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. So, what do you think about stealing parks? Obviously, I had that encounter yesterday at Dixon Park.
Oh, it makes me frustrated. It's just old school common courtesy if somebody's waiting there.
Yeah, I think I did the right. I was in my rights to do what I did.
You're probably a bit calmer than I would have been.
Yeah. Really? You would have flown off the handle a bit, eh, Greg?
I have in the past, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. It's the terrace coming out in you, eh? Yeah. All right, well, let's try and win you $1,000 this morning. All we need from you is a lucky number between 1 and 30.
That was
13. 13, 1, 3. All right, here we go.
Spin those cash balls, Jade.
They're really moving about, Greg.
I hope you get this grand. We haven't given it away yet, and I'm keen as.
Closest thing to me ever having royal jewels. Here we go. All right. Greg, why did you choose ball number 13?
It's always been my lucky number.
Were you born on the 13th?
No.
Well,
I always liked it because everyone else said it's unlucky.
Greg, it's ball number 4.
Oh, no! Sorry, Greg.
Unlucky, man.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for playing. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one.
And we have another chance for you to play later on today at 8:50, all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge, and very exciting week ahead, guys, because the Newcastle show is coming to town. And we're going to be entering the baking competition, something I've always wanted to do. Now, we all know I hate cooking. Hate it, loathe it, but baking is like, it's something,
Jade,
that I don't mind.
Question for you before we go to the break.
Yeah.
How many ovens do you have at the moment that work?
Zero. My oven's
sweet.
Broken. So I may be having to go over to Crevo and Maddie's house and bake my cake for the competition.
How good's this?
I will bring all my own ingredients.
Oh, good.
But we're going to be having a little bit more chat about this in a sec.
The Novos.
7:55 on UFM, and you're waking up with the Novos.
And the show is coming this weekend to Newcastle. It is very exciting. And it's been a dream of mine to enter a show, any show, regional show, in the baking competition. And I'm a terrible
cook. How long
cook.
Has this been a dream of yours?
Real talk, maybe in the last 3-4 years.
What is it that drew you in and made you go, I want to win a ribbon in a cake thing?
Just, I don't know, I just sort of walked around the pavilions and I have a look and I see the jams and relishes and the cakes, and sometimes they just have the decorations for cakes, like cake toppers, and I can appreciate it. And I think, you know what, these guys are really passionate about, I just like the passion, it inspires me.
Okay.
And yes, I want to win a ribbon because you know how I like winning
you do
ribbons
like
and
stuff
medals.
Stuff like that just appeals to you, the shininess. You are the Bowerbird of New FM, it's
yes.
a known fact.
And I have a treasure cabinet with all my prized possessions which I need to fill. So I'm hoping to add to my treasure cabinet this weekend. But in all seriousness though, myself, Maddie and you, Crevo, we're going to enter the baking competition. We all agreed that we would enter cake of choice.
Yeah.
It's the cake has to be iced and labelled with the flavour. And Friday is D-Day, I guess, because I was asking you for advice of when you should bake cakes, because I was thinking, can you cook it a couple days out and if it would
it's
stay?
It's not going to be as good, I would say.
Well, Maddie's locked in. He's cooking a sticky date.
Mm.
A sticky date?
Sticky date.
Sticky date cake. I said to him, can you even ice that?
Yeah, you just put icing on it, see what happens.
Yeah, well, that's a risk, I think, because normally you put a syrup on a sticky date. Sticky date cake.
But I don't think they're tasting it, Jade.
Struggling. Yes, they do. They taste the cake.
Really?
It's not on looks. It's not what it looks like.
I would have thought they just look at it. They cut a piece out.
It'd have to be the full package.
They taste test. You can actually be there for when they judge and taste the cakes.
That's intimidating.
Isn't it just?
I won't be doing that.
So what are you making? This is the big thing because we've got to lock in our cake making.
This is difficult. I'm still, I was thinking about it on the weekend. One of the problems I have is I don't have a beater, so I'm sort of limited in what cakes I can make.
You don't have a beater and I don't have an oven. I have a beater, so I can come around to yours and you can lend it.
So that's possible. We have to do it early in the day because I have dinner plans that night.
Okay.
So it cannot stretch on past like 5 o'clock.
That's
probably.
All right. That's doable.
So there's a possibility that we do cake making at my place.
Well, have you decided though? That's the big thing.
I think I'm going to make mine like the almond meal cake, and I'm going to make it raspberry and blackberry.
That sounds nice.
And then the icing, I'm still undecided. I might just try and go something quite plain and...
How many tiers is that? Are you just going one?
One tier. No tiers, just one tier, one type of cake.
And when a slab, how many centimetres?
Well, you know, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, that's decent.
Pushing 10 maybe,
yeah,
if I can.
That's what I'm after. I've decided I'm going... Easy, simple always wins.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla cake with vanilla buttercream. Because whenever you watch those cooking shows, they always go, oh, buttercream, buttercream. And it's always the winner.
Mm. This is interesting. Oh, you've just been watching, what's that?
Nailed It.
Nailed It.
On Netflix.
That's the baking show about people that can't bake.
And that's me, because I'm a learner.
And there's a risk with going simple.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
If it's crap... And it's simple,
but
you'll
it's,
be caned.
It'll be the easiest for me to nail.
Okay.
That's all my right, thought. Just the right. Vanilla buttercream.
Let's see how it goes.
All right, vanilla buttercream, fancy
versus,
almond.
Almond meal cake with, what is it, raspberries and blackberries.
Does that mean you just don't use flour? What's almond meal for those who don't know?
Ground up almonds.
Oh, wow.
Flourless.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Very 2020.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm all about. Jackson, you know I'm a modern man.
Well, guys, one thing I do feel very passionate about is pet-friendly rentals. No, you might think I'm crazy, but
yes.
Great news for pet owners, unfortunately only in Victoria from today, because Victorian landlords will no longer be able to unreasonably stop you from having a pet as part of a new property law that has come into effect. And as a pet owner, I think this is a great step forward for anyone who rents, because I was a renter for a very long time with pets, and God, it was hard. So we're asking on 13 10 09, should all rentals Australia-wide be pet-friendly? I believe they should, hands down. That's so if you have an opinion on this.
No, I don't agree.
13-10-09. No, I think so. No. They're paying rent.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's your house, though.
Yeah, we're going to hold the debate. We're going to talk about it after the news.
Right across Newcastle. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here today Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The official.
The Novos.
UFM.
So on Saturday night, hosted Cinema Under the Stars down at Spears Point Park. Really good, actually. Yeah, it was a great vibe.
Great weather for it over the weekend.
Beautiful. The lake was awesome. There was a certain point in the evening, though, however, when the Mozzies came out.
Ooh.
They just arrived all at once, and suddenly everyone was swatting themselves. The Mozzies have been so bad recently, hey?
Yeah, forget the coronavirus, hey. The Mozzie plague. Are insane right now, and I was actually went down to the shops to try and find myself some AeroGuard. It was all gone, honestly.
It's full on. Like, just the other day, I was down at the local park near my place at Mayfield, and I was just out for a walk, and I noticed this couple who were sitting by the park, and I was like, oh, that's nice. They're enjoying a bottle of wine, just enjoying the evening, nice, cool evening. I get closer. It's just a giant bottle of Bushmans that they've got with them. I was like, oh, the romanticness has gone down a couple of levels. Not quite as cute as I thought.
It's Australian romance.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's even more romantic. They're out and about in spite of the mosquitoes. It's like, no, not going to let Ross River virus interrupt our little romantic getaway.
Pass the Bushmans.
Out of curiosity, in Sydney, Jackson, is there a lot of Mozzies there too?
Terrible, terrible, which is surprising because I live in a city sort of, so it's like very busy. There's not much bushland or anything around. But once the sun goes down, terrible.
Yeah.
Chaos. Everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. Hamish.
Yes.
What's the prediction of how long this Mozzie plague is going to last?
Well, it's been a bit of an outbreak because of the rain, et cetera, and this is traditionally their sort of hatching
season.
Time. Mm. So, look, it might be a little bit longer yet. I'll look into that. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, sorry.
Forever, maybe, is what you're
saying. Oh, let's hope not.
Climate change, there you go.
Exactly. It's here to stay.
Look, great news for pet owners, guys, in Victoria. From today, Victorian landlords will no longer be able to unreasonably stop you from having a pet as part of a new property law that has come into effect. I think this is great, and I think all rentals Australia-wide should be pet-friendly.
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
I do. 13-10-09, if you have an opinion on this, whether you think, yes, pet owners should be allowed to have their pet in all
rentals.
Any rental or no, not at all.
Team Jade saying yes, or Team Crevo saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Take your calls after Conrad Sewell. It's Big World. It's 8:10. Waking up with the Novos on UFM. 38 degrees at the tops across Newcastle and the Hunter. It is 8:14. You're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
And very exciting news from today. From today, landlords in Victoria will no longer be able to unreasonably refuse consent to a renter wishing to keep a pet, which is fantastic. So if you want to get yourself a dog or a cat, all you have to do is basically you still need to get permission. But if the landlord can't give a decent enough reason as to why, then you can actually, lodge a complaint to the rental commission, and basically they'll look into it and say whether it's applicable or not.
Yeah, see, I'm not sold on this.
Yeah.
I think a landlord should be able to have a choice.
See, I disagree. You're paying rent.
Yeah, but just because you're paying rent, you don't own the house, the property.
Mm.
That's the owner's property. And
I'm looking after their house. But at the end of the day, I'm paying to live there.
Well, do you know what?
They're not living there, so
I might come across as a little bit ignorant by saying this, because I've got pets and I'm a renter as well. I've never had a problem getting a house with pets. The first house I applied for in Newcastle, got it straight away. First house I applied for in Sydney, got it straight away. But as a renter and a pet owner, I always think if I had a house that I was renting out, I don't think I'd want pets in it.
Mm.
That's probably very hypocritical and ignorant of me, but that's where I stand. Mm. That's how I feel about it.
I just think all rentals, personally, should be pet friendly.
Because pets do cause, like, destruction.
Mm.
Even in your own rental, Jackson, your dog Henry.
Yep, I've had a few issues with him.
Clawed its way through a wooden door.
Yeah, and it's expensive. And do you know what? I consider myself a good tenant, and I got it fixed, and no dramas, whatever, but not everyone is. Not everyone looks after their pets.
But I don't think it's fair that people out there who aren't good dog owners ruin it for the rest of us who are. At the end of the day. If they create pet-friendly rentals, they're everywhere, maybe there should be, if you have a pet, you have to pay a little bit of extra bond, or maybe there's an insurance thing, maybe, I don't know,
I like the idea of an insurance thing. You know, that's cool. If you have a pet, great. You've got to pay this much a year in insurance.
Yeah, I'd be okay to do that.
Because some people, right, they might be... look fine on the outside, but then their, you know, dog is just pissing on the floor and rots through the floorboards even. Mm. You know, there's all sorts of things, destruction that it can cause, and not everyone is good on paying.
Yeah. So on 13:10:09 this morning, should all rentals be pet friendly? Jonathan, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I've got two rental properties on both ends of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On both occasions, one was a dog, one was a cat. The damage was caused, and the real estate goes, oh, that's just general wear and tear. And then you're stuck with the job to fix it. Yeah, no tenant, no new tenant's going to come into the place and go, oh, I'll rent it, but, you know, I'll just leave the damage there. It comes down to the responsibility of the pet owner to make sure they don't damage it.
And how much did it cost you in the end to get it fixed?
One was, they were chewing the architrave.
Yeah.
The architrave. So that probably cost me, maybe $1,600.
Yeah.
Probably 3 years ago, I can't actually remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was carpet behind a couch up against the wall, and the cat was just, you know, ripping up the carpet, and I had to post the carpet in the lounge room.
So, Jonathan, you said these rentals are in Victoria at the moment?
They're both in Victoria.
Okay, so how do you feel about this new law that's come into effect today?
You'd be furious, wouldn't you?
Well, to my knowledge, the laws have actually been in place for a while. I don't know if something's changed.
Mm.
I'll have to bring out my real estate agents, but
it's saying here that, say if I wanted to rent your house, Jonathan, it says you need to get written permission from your landlord before you adopt a dog or a cat, but the new law means that you'll have to come up with a good excuse to stop me from doing that.
I've actually been told that it doesn't matter what you say, they usually take the tenant's side and that's it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because it says, yeah.
I've had rental properties for over 10 years and that was only two incidents. So if you give the cat something to scratch on or a dog something to chew on, they won't do it, you know what I mean?
That definitely helps, but yeah. I can see your point of view. It makes it very difficult.
Well, thanks for your call this morning, Jonathan, and yeah, be
interesting
the...
perspective. You know,
it is.
For a person who has a couple of investment properties. Joe, how are you?
Hi, good.
That's the way. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm in a place right now that I can't have my cat, so I have to drive every day to my father's house.
Yeah.
To feed my cat, which is approximately like an hour and a half every day.
Wow. That's quite a distance just to feed a cat, isn't it?
Well, he's like my baby, so I'll
of
do
course.
Anything for him.
Yeah, I can understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it did, so Jackson mentioned that he's found it easy to find pet-friendly rentals, but have you found it quite difficult?
Well, I look on Domain every day.
Yeah.
In my price range, I've just graduated uni, trying to find a place for me and my partner to stay in something reasonably my price range. I can start off with 600 rentals, put in pet-friendly, and go down to 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I agree because, like, I know when I was looking for a pet rental, in the price budget that you want to pay, like, if you want to pay under $500 a week rent, there's very, very limited properties available.
See, the way I see that, though, is people that have pet-friendly rentals, they realise that it, you know, does cause damage and they just put the price up, and I just think that's another cost of owning a pet.
But I think, like, if we can add on some on the bond, I'm happy to pay more bond.
Mm.
But I've seen my friend has small children, and they make a complete mess of the house where my 10-year-old cat, who literally just lazes around and just sleeps all day, does nothing.
No, that's a good point.
That's fair.
Like, kids do much
more
damage.
As well.
All walls. They, like, spill everything everywhere. And her house is trash, yet mine is completely fine because my cat just lays there.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, Joe. I think there should be more pet-friendly rentals.
Les, good morning. What are your thoughts? Should pets be allowed in all rentals across the nation?
No, definitely not, mate. As a landlord and a property inspector, mate, some of the things I've seen in houses are just disgusting. You know, like I've seen feces have been there, left on the carpet that long that it's white. Now, I understand that, Jade, you're a great pet owner and you look after your pet and you look after your house, but unfortunately, there's so many people who have pets that, A, they shouldn't have them because they don't look after the pets well enough.
Mm.
They also don't look after the property that the pets are in. And,
See, and that's disappointing because it makes it hard for decent pet owners like myself and Jackson and people who rent that that do treat rentals like they're your own home. So it makes it hard.
And like the lady said about the cat, you know, same thing, you know, like there's people who, A, shouldn't have kids and don't look after their kids well enough, you know, like there's plenty of kids who wreck houses and there's plenty of adults who wreck houses, but unfortunately, we can't do much about those. We, you know, it's more of a, and it's unfortunate the pets get discriminated against, but it's the pet owner that's the problem. It's not the pet.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for that, Les. Interesting perspective to hear from an inspector as well, because he'd see it all.
We'd love to take more of your calls. The phones are blowing up at the moment, but unfortunately we have to move on. I think we can just agree to disagree on this one.
I think we'll have to. Next, we're talking a car thief who has stolen not just your regular car, but a hearse, complete with the body in the back.
Oh, God.
Awkward moment for sure. We'll get into it next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Is it okay to ask people to chip in for your kid's birthday party on 13/10/09? This is because a mum expected the parents to pay for their kids to attend her son's fifth birthday party at a trampoline park.
How embarrassing.
Fair suck of the sauce bottle there. I think if you're going to have a party for your kids, make sure that you're covering the costs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's it.
Yeah, the woman invited the kid's entire class. Instead of purchasing the party package yourself, said, nah, you fork it out. Your kids are coming.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Shame. So 13/10/09, if you think this is okay or not, and we have a family pass to the Regional Australia Bank, the show up for grabs as well.
Oh, awesome. Going to do it next after Jason Derulo, 8:39 on UFM, the Novos. Jason Derulo, as we head towards tops of 38 degrees across the region, you're waking up with the Novos on UFM.
And a poor mum's copping it online because she asked people, parents, to chip in for her son's birthday. So she invited her son's entire class to his fifth birthday party at a trampoline park. And then instead of purchasing the party package herself, she made the children's parents play. So this meant every child had to buy their entry, then they had to buy their orange socks that are required to bounce, and as well as the food and drink, and all she provided was the birthday cake.
How embarrassing for
that kid. Isn't
that
terrible?
Like, as a kid, any kind of party is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the most important thing is you have a party you can afford. Kids are not fussy. They just want to hang out with their mates.
Yeah.
If you got a cake, that's all you need. Just hang out, play some games, with a lolly bag if you're lucky.
Nothing wrong with musical chairs and pass the parcel.
No, just organise within your means. Exactly. I hope to God that she said no gifts.
Yeah.
After making them pay.
Well, no. People still did have to bring along gifts.
Oh, yeah. See, that, no, that's taking advantage now.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it? So,
super awkward.
Taking your calls this morning on 13/10/09 if you think this is right or wrong. Good morning, Peter.
How you going?
Good, thank you. So is it okay to ask people to chip in for your child's birthday party?
Well, I've actually held two birthday parties for my daughter where I've asked the other people to contribute towards it.
Okay.
But at the same time, that was like a go-kart track, so I paid half and they paid half.
That's very generous.
I think with something like a trampoline park, you're getting a party room and all that into one price anyway. So I think that was a little bit rude.
Mm.
But when you're doing something that's like $1,000 or more, I don't think it's too rude to ask if they could contribute. I did it during the planning so that if nobody wanted to contribute, we could always do something else.
That's smart. I feel like you've gone that around that the right way, and because it's so expensive, you're justified there.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair, Peter.
All right, interesting.
All right, hold the line there. Chloe, what are your thoughts on this?
Hi, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to ask to pay for a party and then still bring a present and whatnot. They're just kids.
Yeah, what a wind-up, right?
So do you have kids yourself, Chloe?
I have a sister and, I don't think you can expect the child to be able to be like, okay, yeah, we'll come, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that, and we'll also get the kid a present. They're just all trying to outdo each other, I feel like.
Okay, so your sister finds there's a bit of pressure to who can have the best birthday party?
Yeah, and as like you guys said before, that if you have cake and a few games, that's fine. Like, that's great. That's all I did when I was growing up.
Mm.
And yet the amount of, like, crazy parties that have been thrown in the last few years or, like, just... Yeah, the parents are just in competition with one another.
See, that's crazy. I think it's a parent thing rather than a kid thing, especially when they're young kids.
Well, it's all the kids' fault, isn't it?
That's right.
It's parents who are planning it, making the decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks,
getting
Chloe.
Out of hand, the competition between the parents. One more. Rebecca, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. You reckon it's all right to ask all the other parents to bring their wallets when they have a kid's birthday party?
Hell bloody no.
Yes, some common sense. I'll hear you, Rebecca.
What I say is if you're the parent and you're throwing a birthday party, you cover all bloody costs, including the children, if it's like outdoors area where you've got to pay a fee. And if you can't afford it, don't throw them a birthday party where it's going to be like costly.
Yep.
Just throw them a party at a park or something. Like.
So, Rebecca, it sounds like, have you got kids yourself?
I have four boys.
And have any of their friends' parents ever asked you to chip in for their friends' birthday parties?
Never.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Am I right, Rebecca?
It is. And I get that birthday parties can be costly, but as a parent, that is your responsibility. If you're going to throw your child a birthday party, you cover all costs. If it's a mission, say, to, like, the jumping thingy, the jiggy, like, the trampoline place, or even go-karts or something like that, you cover the cost of every single child that you invite to that birthday.
Sing it, sister.
Well, Rebecca, you know what? We want to treat you with a family pass to the Regional Australia Bank, the show, which is coming this Friday to Sunday at the Newcastle Showground.
Oh, awesome.
Right,
have fun at the show.
Just hold the line there. Interesting, isn't it? Mm. I thought Peter did the right thing, though, at the start.
Yeah, well, he's gone for a very expensive activity. Like, I feel like that's justified. You know, trampolining, though, how much could it be? $10-$20 entry? Not $1,000.
Well, we did put this on our Facebook page as well, and 78% of people believe it's not okay to chip in for other people's kids' birthday parties.
Damn straight.
There
common sense prevails for once. All
right. Sex location, guys.
That it is. Up next, your chance at $1,000. Very easy. All you need to be for this next one, 34-year-old female from the Lake Macquarie Council area. If that's you, 131009, a 1 in 30 chance at $1,000. How good's that?
Do it after this.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
well.
DeNovo's age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? There's no easier way to win $1,000 here in Newey. All you need to do is get your cash ball spun up the right number.
Yeah.
Money's yours.
That's it.
Today we were looking for a 34-year-old female from the Lake Macquarie Council area.
And it's Elsie this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the weekend?
I worked, but it wasn't too bad. It was a good weekend to work, so it was all right.
Oh, that's nice. What do you do, out of curiosity?
I work in a car yard.
Oh, wow. So do you actually sell vehicles, or...?
I do all the aftermarket side, like window tints and stuff like that.
Oh, are you selling floor mats and metallic paint and that sort of gear?
Yeah, I do all the
extra. Yeah, nice. Did you make a couple of sales there, Elsie?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was a bit quiet, but it was all right.
Yeah, commissions, am I right?
Pardon?
Commissions.
Yeah.
I love deciding on the extras for new cars. Like I always.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. If I think I only have had to buy a new car, I think once or twice. But anyway, I wanted to get a weather shield. I love the weather shield. So if it's raining, sometimes it's really hard.
Is that little plastic bit that hangs over the windows?
Yeah. So I don't know if you have the same problem, Elsie, but when it rains and it fogs up, sometimes it's really hard to work out whether your car's going to be on air conditioning or heat to demist the windscreen. Sometimes cars can be really particular. But if you have the weather guards, problem solved. You can have your windows down even though it's raining.
Yeah, it helps and it stops that
gumming
too that you get.
Ah, yes, there's a good little sales pitch for you, Elsie. That one's for free from Jade.
Well, Elsie, we want to get you $1,000. So what is your lucky number this morning for the cash balls?
Number four,
okay. Well, here we go. My balls are turning.
Spin those bad boys, Jade.
Oh, look at them go, actually. I'm getting really quick.
One's jumped out.
Oh, here it is.
It's just gone down Jade's crotch.
it did go down.
Grab it out, Jade. Grab it out.
Here we go. So, you're after number four, Elsie. Why number four?
Four and the fourth of the eighth, so four always
seems
to be a lucky number.
Fourth of the eighth, okay.
All right. Well, fingers crossed.
Elsie?
Yeah?
Cash ball came out as number 19.
Oh, no!
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Thanks for hanging out with us and happy sales. Good luck to you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. Almost done. What are your plans for the rest of the day, Crevo?
The Savo, I don't know, I might try and get a swim in.
Really?
The water's been so good. I went on Saturday for a swim.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Where'd you go?
Merriweather.
Oh, nice.
Down to the baths, because it was a bit wild at the surf. I was like, I just want a dip.
Good down at the baths, especially days like this, 38.
Today?
Yeah, right across the region, 38 degrees. Summer's gone, but it's still warm.
Oh, my God, I didn't know it was getting that hot. Mm.
Just want to say thanks to Jackson as well for pressing all the buttons for the last couple of
days. Thanks for having me, fam.
Friday, Monday.
I'm back to isolation tomorrow. I'm going to miss you too.
I'm going to miss you too.
It's been fun.
It's all right. I'll wander down the halls more.
Yeah, good. Do
come
that.
Come down, socialise.
Maybe, as long as you don't sing as much as you have the last two times, Jade. That'll
be
fine.
I love singing.
I know.
But Maddie will be back tomorrow.
That's right, from his Mardi Gras adventure, surely with a lot of stories.
A few stories. I reckon up his sleeve.
I think
after that weekend.
But that's it. I think Benny's got the day off today, so we're probably going to go surf.
You guys go do your little romantic Monday thing, don't you?
Yeah, normally.
Get a coffee, maybe a discount lunch somewhere.
No, I wish. I've been going to, what's it? Not Baker's Delight.
Baked Uprising.
Baked Uprising. We've been going there a lot lately.
Do you reckon you'll go today?
Maybe. I hope so.
See if Benny wants to treat you from his pocket money.
And an almond croissant.
Oh, please, Benny.
Jade's subtle way of tipping off the paps.
Oh, please.
They'll be down there in droves as usual.
Oh, well, I love it.
Well, enjoy, guys. Yeah. I'm coming up 105 commercial free to kick off the work day.
Get around
it. Gonna do that next.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.